Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my ex-roommates.
The drama.
We should have all just dramatic staring at each other.
Does everyone want to introduce themselves, starting with Ash?
Yeah, 100%. My name's Ashley.
Sorry.
No, I thought we were going to do like a little spiel. You go, I'm Ashley. Like,
she
I was
said,
just funny.
Okay, well, then no, we should have clarified.
That's fine. Okay, I should have clarified.
I don't appreciate
Terry laughing. We are on your wavelength. So, you know what? It's fine. We're starting off to a rough start.
Let's switch seats.
Yeah. Okay. Just say your name. Just say your name.
I already did. My name's Ashley. Apparently, that was bad.
No, that was great.
It was perfect. I was wrong. I thought we were going to be like, hi, I'm Alicia Marie. And I'm currently drinking a matcha. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought we were just going to like say something else.
Okay, houses. So that's Alicia. And then
this is kind of perfect, though, because like if you want a sense of what it felt like in a house
living
with us,
Alicia,
this, just them fighting,
bashing on
me and TK
all
like,
the time.
Yeah. Me standing up for Ashley. Yeah. You guys being on the same wavelength.
TK being Switzerland and picking who she wants to be on their side.
Who yeah. I think's right at the time.
No, you'd be like, no.
And I just like, I'd be like snicker in the background.
See, that's, okay. But I'm being fair. What I think's right.
No, yeah. It's whatever. You decide the narrative. You're like, hee, we're going to be against Ashley now. And then you're like, we're going to be against Alicia now.
No, I go with what I think's right. And then I go,
she's just butthurt because 90% of the time you're on my side.
No, yeah. I feel like she's mostly on my side. No.
Anyways, I'm Taryn.
Okay, you're Taryn.
Yes. And yeah, that's it. This is all okay.
So the story is that they're sisters.
And by they,
you too.
So that's what I thought.
Ashley and Alicia.
Oh, okay. Your spiel.
The spiel was like, oh, we're sisters.
Can we put that to rest? Let's talk. Let's put the spiel to rest. This isn't your podcast. Okay.
So Ashley and Alicia are sisters. And then how did you meet Taryn?
Taryn and I were on the same worship team together at church. And it was one of those things where we met and it's
a blur. The Holy Spirit brought you together.
Soulmate.
We met and like blinked and we're besties and we have a podcast together. We've been roommates and we've been friends for what?
I feel like we're almost to a decade. We're like year nine.
Something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, which
is a long
time.
How old were
you
when you met each other?
I think I was 24.
Yeah. Ashley?
25.
You were still wearing hats.
I went through a hat phase. Yeah.
You were in a hat and a vest.
I had a couple fedoras. I had a couple like flat rims that I wore out.
Yeah. I don't know why I pictured like a flat bill. not a baseball hat.
I mean, you guys are from Riverside.
I lived and breathed Free People. It was an era in my life, and it required super cool hats to go with the fits. Like, it wasn't a cool Free People fit if you weren't wearing a hat.
I like a cool hat.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I'm pretty sure, like, that's all I wore.
So, you were 25 when you met?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's crazy because I'm 25.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about who I'm going to meet. And like spend the next 10 years of my life.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
Remy and I got close when I was 25.
Oh crazy. My gosh,
so you never know. You could meet someone.
I could meet my future co-host.
Like in the next month could be your best friend for life. You know, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, I feel like those are the friendships that last too. Because like 18 to 25 is when you are becoming who you are. Mm-hmm. So then at 25, you're pretty set. So then the people you meet, it's like you like melt together because you're in the same like path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On Taryn and I's podcast, we get a lot of like relationship advice. And anyone that's like below 25, one of the number one things we say is we're like, well, they're still finding themselves out. Like they're probably still trying to like figure it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. So you guys, how old are both of you now?
I am 33.
Amazing. I'm 35.
Amazing. And then how did we meet?
TK and I actually met through a mutual friend, and it was so random because I was meeting up with her to get coffee. And she was like, can I bring my friend? And I was like, yes. And then we started doing like girls supporting girl, like meet up, like let's talk about everything, how we're doing emotionally, spiritually, like physically, mentally. Like
it was just kind of an inspirational
sesh. It was like,
sesh.
Yes. And that's when I was in my bullet journal era. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I'd bring the
I was
pink
like, this
one.
Was crazy.
No, I was so jealous of your guys' notebook. So I ended up buying it. The planner you guys had.
Oh yeah. The passion planner.
Passion planner. I was like, I need this. So I bought it. But anyways, that's how we met. And then I needed help with everything I was just doing with work. And
I met all of you at Coachella. Yes, you guys and Remy and stuff.
Yeah. So then you started working for me for a while. COVID hits. And we were like, yo, move in with us.
Yeah. And then that's how we became roommates.
Yeah.
Full circle. And then they were roommates.
It took us a while to get there. But that's
how
we became roommates.
So how long did we like technically live together?
Well, you moved in and moved out in 2020, right?
March to August.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't that long that all four of us actually lived there.
So 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, half a year.
So I lived with y'all for half a year, so you should know me pretty well.
Yeah.
So the first game we're going to play is trivia about me.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
And we're going to see who knows me the best.
I feel like we're at a little bit of a disadvantage.
I agree.
But there's certain things.
I don't know.
I feel like sometimes you guys are better listeners.
That's true.
I'll give that to you. But I'm around Alicia more.
Yeah.
So I get to hear it more often.
Yeah. Agreed. So exactly. Okay. First, how do we want to do this? Do you want to buzz in?
Are we going to do like home friend names? Because I'm going to be pissed. Careful.
Sorry. Where's your sling? Where's your sling?
I forgot it.
Yeah, where's your sling?
It's in my car.
Okay, so do you want to just like raise your hand?
Yeah.
If you know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So if you don't get it, though, someone can steal it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay. What is my middle name? Alicia. Oh my
gosh. Morgan.
Good job.
I knew this.
We just talked. I was like, Marie.
I would not be surprised.
Dang.
Okay, good job.
Okay.
Who is my favorite Real Housewife?
Oh.
Mother F.
Do you think you know it, Taryn?
I'll give her a guess.
Oh.
I think if I saw a picture, I could point. Can it be like multiple choice? Can you name like four?
Sure.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Alicia. Go.
Kyle Richards.
Yes. Dang it. I knew it was like a guy.
I was going to say we saw her at the hat store.
Kimosabi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dang. Yeah, we saw her at the hat store. Okay. What are people called who are from Indiana?
I know this one, too.
Oh, I'm going to give this one to Taryn.
Hoosiers.
I know you know it. Hoosiers. Good job.
Thanks.
Ashley, come on.
Where's your Hoosier pride?
Yeah.
I get it. I'm the same way.
Okay. This one's going to be a hard one. What did I major in college?
Oh, see, I should know this.
Yeah, you should. Do you want to go?
Yeah, go.
I mean, I'm going to mess it up. I know it was broadcast something and then digital media.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
I was going to guess digital something.
Do you want to take a guess?
Broadcast is what I thought.
Okay, no.
Oh, no.
There's nothing with digital in it?
Yes, digital media.
Okay.
And digital cinema.
Cinema. Okay. I knew it.
It's okay. It was hard.
Not digital.
It was a double major. Okay. Name three sports I played growing up. Okay.
Wait, like actual?
Yeah.
Like on a team.
Like at school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like your hand went up first. Okay. Am I crazy? Or was it you?
I don't know.
Tennis, golf. Oh, shoot.
On a team?
Yeah.
I think, did you do basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right? Good job.
Right?
Yeah.
So okay.
Do you want to name like some more?
I was going to say golf, tennis, skiing.
Okay. I wasn't on a team for skiing.
Well, I didn't realize it was a team thing.
What about you? I know you know
cheerleading.
More.
Cheerleading.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Golf.
Okay.
Am I saying more than
you're missing
been
a
said?
Big one. Like that.
Gymnastics?
Yes.
Oh. I don't think I knew that.
What else?
She can TK do a full.
She did it all.
Yeah. What else?
Lacrosse? I don't know. I can see you playing lacrosse.
Volleyball?
Did you do volleyball?
Can you see her playing lacrosse?
No. Yes. There's one.
Softball.
Yes.
Softball.
I was, yes.
Softball.
Hey, I played softball.
I played soccer too, but like it did not last long.
Got it.
Yeah.
You literally did everything.
How did you do that? None of those seasons intertwined?
I don't know. And I never made it
have
to the Olympics.
Have you met her parents? Have you met her parents?
Yeah.
They are. It's probably like the most sport like oriented family I've ever met, and everyone had to play something.
Also, I could see your dad like calling the principal and being like, I don't care if you can't cheer and do basketball at the same time, my daughter will.
Yeah.
And like it would happen.
Well, the good thing about all those sports is like you could do them in different seasons. So like golf, like I couldn't do in the winter time. Mm-hmm. And same with softball. It has like, I think that was in the spring.
Yeah.
In the fall, it was soccer. And then basketball was in winter.
Yeah.
And gymnastics was like year round. Same with cheer, kind of. But anyway. Okay. What is my favorite food, but be specific?
Oh, crap. Well, I don't. I know.
Go
genre.
Ahead.
Pepperoni za.
Okay.
You margarita pizza.
Yes!
I'm sorry.
I knew
what
pizza.
Kind of crust?
Thin.
Yeah. Good job, Alicia.
Y'all think I don't listen.
Yeah. No, that's really good.
We're getting like detailed.
What year did I graduate high school?
Oh, math.
No.
Oh, my God. Probably the year I graduated like college.
Go ahead.
2013?
No.
Damn it. 14?
15.
Yeah.
Fuck.
2015.
Sorry.
That was a shot in the dark.
Who was my favorite princess growing up?
Cinderella.
No.
Oh.
Thumbelina.
No.
Thumbelina.
Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is that?
Thumbelina?
Yeah.
Oh, it's no. Like one of
that's she didn't
that's
get
like
much.
The archive.
She really didn't get much.
Yeah. Okay, this is a good one.
Oh God.
What medication am I prescribed?
Spironolactone.
Yeah.
And what?
Ox
something.
Close. Yes. Yeah. Something else for my skin, and then what else? One more.
Your birth control?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, damn it.
Well, Alicia knows.
What
I know what yours is prescribed.
Zola, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Okay. What was my childhood dog's name?
Oh, Josh.
I'm going to let her guess, though, because I know you know it.
The Yorkie.
Yeah. Why'd you put your hand up if you didn't know?
Lexi?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I started
good.
Second guessing because of my friend Lexi, and I was like, wait, am I blurring them together? Like,
what was my ex-boyfriend's name?
Oh.
But close.
No.
Yes! Jerry, that's so good.
That was good.
Okay. Wow, guys, this is really good. Okay, one more. What? Actually, two more. What year was I born in?
Oof. Oh, wait. That's Remy.
Go.
97.
Yes. Oh, my God, Alicia. This is really good.
Alicia actually has a really good memory.
I do.
I'm 87.
No way.
Yeah, so we're exactly 10 years.
Like, it was crazy.
You guys are 10 years apart.
10 years apart. Isn't that crazy?
I see it.
We're like my parents.
She looks really young.
I was seven. I was like, oh, clearly you were both born in 90, like a seven.
Oh, is that? Yeah. I see it like the year.
No,
like,
no, that's what I was joking. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But I see.
Oh, sorry. Ego took a little hit right there.
No, I'm so sorry. I did not mean that.
Who's my celebrity crush?
Oh,
Bradley Cooper.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, Taryn, let's go.
She always remembers the dating stuff.
I do. You're good with the dating stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Where is my mom from?
I do know this.
Ashley fractures her other shoulder. Go ahead.
Canada.
Yep.
Mother F. Where specifically in Canada is she from?
Ontario.
Ontario.
You know, want to know something weird, though? She was born in a town called Kingsville.
You're lying.
Yeah.
That's prophetic.
That is some multi-universe shit.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. Great job. Congrats, Alicia, on your win.
Guys,
I'll forget your next
really
coffee.
I'm really concerned about my memory loss. And I think it's safe to say loss because I can't remember anything long term anymore.
No, it's like the blanking.
No, yeah. I've talked about this on the podcast. My brain goes blank anytime with like last minute, like quick on the spot.
Yeah, I think this, both of your struggle, which was crazy because you were so good today, is you're better at like when you actually have time to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you'll remember if you have time to
think. You just need, because every time I start telling you a story, you're like, huh? I'm like, Ashley, we talked about this. And then I give you like three details and then it comes to you.
I swear it's the ADHD.
So it's like you just need like a little context and then you're done.
Wow. You guys did a great job. Thanks for listening to me talk and blabber all the time. Alicia did a great job. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing
nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Is that surprising that Ariel is my favorite princess?
Yes. But I also don't know what other princess I would guess besides that.
I was going to guess Cinderella.
Because only blonde.
You're blonde. Yeah.
Cinderella, if you were, because little girls either cling to like someone that looks like them. Like I always like Belle because I was like, she's a brunette and nobody else is a brunette. Yeah. Or they
is
like.
Belle your favorite?
People you.
I would say Cinderella is, honestly, but we just watched that so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
No, I was just going to say, or it's like personality more. And I feel like Ariel was like rebellious mm-hmm. and like wanted to explore, and that's much more.
And
who
you were a future redhead.
Huh?
You're a future redhead.
Not for me, for her.
No, I was saying for you.
Alicia's just like slightly off course.
That's so fine.
I got 5:30. I'm so sorry.
And because you're redhead.
She's I thought you were talking about you this whole time. That's why I was like, yeah, and you're going to be a
she's always like, just going to ignore it.
Around the top, but never like, quite oh, no. hitting.
We're not doing this again. I was like, no, it's fine, Nick. It was me.
No, yeah.
No, totally.
Jared, and I like red.
I'm just
okay. Well, yeah, you guys are quite the Disney adults.
Yes,
we are. And I'm a Disney hater.
She That's is something you're gonna ask me. Who my favorite princess?
Yeah,
is.
Who is it?
Ariel.
Really?
Wait, I did not know that.
I thought yours was gonna be Cindy.
Everyone knows Cinderella. That I used to hide forks in my parents' couch
oh, right.
and brush my
that.
Hair because I was Ariel.
But I don't think you were hiding them. I think they would fall accidentally.
They would fall accidentally. Yeah, I wasn't hiding them.
So backstory on that, real quick. My mom noticed all of the forks were missing slowly but surely. But when it happens slowly but surely, you just assume you like took it with you somewhere,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Friends maybe borrowed it, stole
whatever,
it, whatever.
But they definitely noticed the forks were missing. Fast forward to when they finally move out of that house, they pick up the couch and they hear ching, ching, ching. And they realize Ashley was taking forks and watching
every
Little Mermaid.
Every time
thing
I watch
ever.
The movie, that's I adorable. Run into the kitchen, grab a fork, and sit on the couch and brush
and
my hair
probably,
and then drop
like,
it.
I that's feel like adorable. You even like purposely dropped it. You know?
Either dropped well, it or like stuck it down there.
You know, the second the scene was over, you're like.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
You know what's so crazy is I swapped houses with Ashley last night.
Yes.
And I was sitting in her love sack couch and I kept hearing every time I sat down, ching, ching, ching. And so she still does that.
I had a feeling because she had like no forks.
And she only had one
I am
fork.
Yeah, I was thinking every time I go over there, there's like no forks.
I was like, is this her thing?
Okay, but like on the real,
I wasn't
going to
say anything.
Ashley has like a secret life that we all don't know about. Like if anyone had a secret life, I would guess it would be her.
Yeah.
Yes. But now I feel like I would know it.
I feel like out of everyone here, obviously, Alicia's very much in my everyday life. So I feel like you would know. But I feel like I don't share a lot of my personal life details with most of you guys, like, regularly, unless ask.
We know.
I have a secret life.
Secret life.
My other name is Lexi, also.
Yes.
Ooh, is that like your going out name?
Mm-hmm.
Lexi. What's your alter ego going out names?
I don't want to say mine.
I hate mine.
I don't have one.
Swallow.
We know yours.
Mine was not by choice. It was given to me. It's Lester.
No, it chose you.
Who gave it to you?
I don't know. It was like one of my friends, like right out of high school.
And it's just, it's very touchy. No, I get it.
If you go out with Taryn and she gets a little drunk, you'll see Lester. It's not a like a, oh, did I miss Lester? No. You will see.
Yeah.
But if you want a cuter name,
it's fine. I've accepted it.
Lester.
Lester. Lesty.
I'm not like
Lesty.
I'm not pervy.
That sounds weird too.
Yeah. I just want to clarify. I'm not pervy.
No, you're not.
But you touch everyone.
I get very sensory. So like as I'm walking by people, I'll just like brush their arm or like touch someone's hair.
A couple favorite memories of Taryn is at Coachella when she's Lester. And we have literally been like, okay, let's walk to the bar or let's go to the stage or whatever. And I'll walk behind her and she'll just, people walking by, she'll just brush their hair.
It's a sensory thing.
Touch their arm. And their faces are like, don't touch me.
No, not all.
You're not from behind. I'm watching everyone turn around like, what the hell? And I'll be like, so sorry.
Yeah, but those people are literally like on drugs being like, who touched me?
And my other favorite one is Taryn was on one. I don't remember what you were doing, but we were in the VIP area waiting for someone to come on the stage. You know how everyone's like mingling and there's music playing, but like no actual artist is on stage. So people are just like chatting. Yeah. She's floating around from group to group, just
you're a great floater.
Her arms are flying and she's bending over and she's dancing.
That was
dancing.
My jogging face. I just would jog.
Mm-hmm. She would just take off. I'd be like, where's Tara? I don't know.
I love it.
The music takes me over.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an alter ego name?
No, yeah, I just get quieter. I get more and more in my head.
Nance is like not like her going out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Nancy's my I'm annoyed and I'm super OCD.
That's
clean.
Like your Martha.
Name. Yeah.
We don't have names.
People bash on Martha, but she gets shit done.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Your name would have to be like a name of like that's someone that's just so hype and like the one instigating everything.
When that would TK's have to be your in name. The party bus, fist bumping and like dancing hard, who's that?
Like, what's the name of, like, the head of a sorority? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, someone that's just like, Sarah. Okay, ladies, let's... Like, that would be
okay,
you.
Ladies. I don't know. I've never gotten a name given
to me. I think it's because when your nickname is, like, Juicy, and that sticks more than anything else. Yeah, you know?
Juicy's being extra juicy.
I also don't get, like, that different when I drink. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Whereas you two...
Same. I feel like I don't get that much different. I just maybe laugh more.
I just maybe laugh more.
I'm serious. I don't change. I'm just even more myself.
Yeah, same. I feel like an elevated version.
Yeah. Same.
Like a more.
I mean.
Literally same.
No, you guys are like the curtain falls.
You guys are Jekyll and Hyde. No, Alicia drunk versus Alicia Jekyll
but
and Hyde.
It's still the
same. Same thing with Taryn.
It's still the same.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so this podcast is called Making Moves. So I wanted to just ask you right off the bat, what are you guys all doing in your life to make moves right now?
Ooh. Okay.
That's good.
Do you want to go first?
No.
Okay.
Why was that funny? Alicia keeps laughing at me.
The sisters are fighting. I'm going to go because the sisters are fighting
me off.
The girls are fighting.
I think for me, I feel like, well, I just had surgery. So I just had half my thyroid removed, and I feel like that process was like this giant like reset. I don't know, like you ponder a lot when like you're half convinced in your mind you might die. So I feel like,
well, that's a huge like accomplishment and weight off your shoulders. You know,
so I feel like moving forward, I just feel really excited to try to just like go for things this year. So like even I don't know. I'm just like, I'm noticing patterns in my life, and I'm, instead of just like, oh, that sucks, I have this pattern, I'm like, how do I reset that?
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, I just have so many areas of my life I'm doing things. So I have like a full-time job, but then I also do podcasts, and then I also do every once in a while post stuff. So I'm just trying to like really go for it. Mm-hmm. Also, I have this like baby dream that's kind of brewing.
Love a baby
of being
dream.
Being like, I just really could see myself either starting to do more like motivational speaking or like panels.
Ooh, I love
about
that.
Like mental health or body positivity or stuff like that. Or like TV personality, like I could see myself start doing where I'm like interviewing or I don't know. So like baby dream. So I'm trying to just be open and like really step into this like reset feeling.
You're also so good like one-on-one with people with like, I know if I was sad, like I could come to you and I'd leave feeling better, which is another like gift you have that you could maybe implement all of that into like a one-on-one like motivational type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that
I
would
know.
Be cool. I could see it.
Thanks.
I love that. Yeah. So what are you going to do to like make that dream like sort of start happening?
So I decided I'm going to start doing some like reels where I just like sit and do just snippets of talking about.
Love that idea.
Something. And then also I think just starting what I've learned is I don't verbalize what I want. And this honestly, this is something I learned from you, too. You like when you bring it up in conversations, like the other night we were at a premiere and I'm like started talking about it because it was like fresh in my mind. And then our friend, well, Eli was like, oh, my gosh, I know this person, I should connect you. And so it's like, how do I expect anything to happen if I don't like put it out? You know what I mean?
I think that's such a golden nugget.
Especially in a city where I feel like you don't get anywhere without those connections.
Yeah.
I also learned that even more from you.
Yeah.
Like, I need to say it out. I need to, like, talk about it.
You just never know. Even I always say, like, with dating, like, I need to start, if I want a boyfriend, I need to be like, hey, do you know anyone you can set me up with? Because you just never know. Because you want to be the top of mind the first time someone thinks of something.
Even, like, regarding dating or anything, honestly, instead of being like, yeah, like, maybe knowing, no, I want that, so I need to be confident saying, yeah, I'm open.
Yeah.
Or like whatever.
And when you say it makes it real for you.
Yes.
Like, holy shit. Like, I kind of have to back this up.
And if I don't know you that well and I do have friends that I know are looking to date, I don't want to assume that you want to date them. You know, like that's just a weird place to be in unless I know you really well.
That's
so if you were like, hey, if you know anyone, let me know. And I'd be like, wait, actually. That opens the floor to like a much better conversation.
Totally. I feel like I actually learned that from being this person that would like connect. Like an editor with a YouTuber or whatever.
Literally,
TK's
biggest skill set. I'm so impressed.
But the reason I learned how important it is to vocalize things like that is because there would be so many times where a YouTuber and or an editor would be like, hey, I want a job or hey, I need help.
You would never
And then the first person that came to my mind who had happened to say that to me, I would connect.
Yeah.
So it's like I just realized how important it is to like get it out there, kind of be perfectly in someone's face.
Yeah.
Like
you
don't want to overstep, but like just enough so people know and when the moment arises, like they can think of you.
And you wouldn't make the connection unless they had vocalized it.
Yes. No, 100%. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a huge step just saying it.
Thank you.
So good for you. And now you just told like all the Making Moves listeners.
Yeah, it is.
All millions.
The millions.
The trillions.
The trillions. Okay, awesome. Who wants to go next? Ash or Leash?
I think for me, I feel like this last year I've been just kind of like treading water as hard as I can and not really prioritizing or focusing on any one thing and doing good at it. Like I think I'm in this past year I was like the jack of all trades. Like I feel like I did a little bit of everything, but I never like fully succeeded in like one thing.
I
would love to narrow down my list of things that I do good at and find like two things that I can like fully dive into and succeed at.
That's cool.
And like actually give it my all, because I feel like in every area of my life I'm trying so hard to get stuff done that I don't actually get to fully see it succeed. Like even
see it
like
through.
Even like the podcast, like we joke about it all the time. I don't take it seriously because I haven't had the chance to actually pour into it. And I would say the same thing about my channel right now. I would say the same thing about a lot of things, even like personal things. And I feel like if I can sit down and like narrow it down to two things and fully devote myself to those two things, I would love to see where they end up at the end of the year.
So what are those two things?
I think I need to figure that out still. One of them is the podcast, because it has been on the back burner for the entire time that I have had this podcast. It's a great podcast. It's so much fun. I love that the community that we've built. But I know it could have gone farther if I put more work and effort into it. So I would love to see this year, like me really leaning into that one. I don't know about the second one yet.
What are you debating between, or what are your options you're thinking?
I think if we're going work-wise, I think it would be more my channel. I think I've been trying a shit ton of weird content instead of like really putting forth like actual videos with an actual title and an actual concept, that I'm actually putting a real story out there instead of just my daily vlogs. Everything I've done, I still want to do vlogs, but I think my vlogs have become me doing a little bit of everything because I can't narrow down what I'm trying to film. Whereas like I feel like every video I do where it has a very precise title does really well, but I can never for the life of me get myself to sit down and plan.
She's the best at that.
Alicia's so good at it.
She's
so good at it.
But she struggles vlogging a random ass, like, all over the place, whatever.
Like, I just, like, I literally film everything I do.
But, like, that's why she's so successful. She's so good at that.
And she's so good at, like, okay, what did you do today? These two things are interesting. That's the title. That's what the thumbnail should be, blah, blah, blah. So I just need to, like, narrow it down. And then also on a separate note, like personal note, I feel like I thrive my best when I'm at like my tip top workout game, and I haven't been for the last 2 years. And a lot of that had to do with COVID and me just like giving up for a while, but I miss my like my zone.
Yeah. So so interesting though, because I feel like you were in your zone like when you were on your F45.
Yeah, I would say that was almost a year and a half ago maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like top zone when I first found F45.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, your shoulder, like, you not being able to do anything has probably, like...
I'm down bad
sparked,
right now.
Yeah. Sparked, like, dang, like, this was like, a good thing, so I need to, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I also don't... I don't think I realize how much of a daily thing that is and how much of a good place that puts me in, like, in my headspace. Mentally, so without that, I've just been, like, a lost puppy. But
I just have to say, though, like... You guys both saying that, from my perspective, it looks and seems like y'all are killing it in all aspects of life.
Yeah, fascinating.
So, like, I know I don't want to just say that just to say that, but, like, genuinely, I'm like, damn, I need to get up and, like, do this like Ashley, or, like, damn, I need to do this and be more vocal like Taryn. Like, I look at you and you always inspire me, so I hope you know.
Thank you.
It looks like you're killing it.
Wow. You know what it is? And this is something I've been discovering, and I feel like you just touched on it. When you're actually like good at something, I feel like you're in danger of becoming complacent, because you can get away with putting out stuff that everyone else is going to be like, oh, that's cool. But internally,
you're like,
you didn't really try. Yeah. It's not something you're really proud of. It didn't challenge you. So after a while of being in this rut of like, yeah, I can make all these videos or I can do all these things and it's all right. But you're like, you start to just get so bored because you're not challenging yourself.
Fair
so
enough.
Even in areas like the podcast where we show up and we put out great episodes, but we're also not like doing as much research or bringing in guests that we want or like doing anything
or outside even
an of
simple outline.
Yeah. So it's an internal battle that you begin to have, which then is like isolating, because you're like, well, I did make a video and I did do this, but like, why do I feel like I didn't do anything today?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We relate.
Yeah.
Ouch. Okay, amazing. What about you, Leash?
I have multiple things too. I really resonate with the focusing down on a few things.
Same.
I think
it's hard.
Yeah. One of the things for me post burnout was like, oh my God, I need to diversify so much and do multiple different things. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, okay, we've tried multiple things, but I miss my channel. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm like, what's the point of me focusing on TikTok when most TikTokers want to become YouTubers? Like, why am I just never want to forget where I came from that way. But then also I don't want to neglect like my number one audience I've always had. And I do miss and love the content creation. So I think that's one of my main things that I'm like really looking to get back into this year more than anything, because I think last year I uploaded like 7 times, which is crazy, because every other year it would have been 50. Like, I would have never even missed a week. Like, God forbid I missed a week. Yeah,
like,
or more.
Like 75.
I can't believe you did 7.
I only maybe 9.
Remember when
less
you
than 10.
She used to upload twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, my gosh.
And like crazy. 3 times vlog.
But I just have no social life, where I feel like this past year I've had a social life. So
which
I'm just trying to find a balance with that. Even little things that, like you mentioned, being prepared for the podcast. Like, we just had a huge meeting for Pretty Basic the other day. And that's something where Remy and I are very, very different. She doesn't need to prep. She doesn't like to prep. She feels like it makes her more anxious to prep. So she's so quick-witted and just, like, is so good at asking questions on the fly, where I'm not. I blank out, too. So I was like, Alicia, I'm so excited to – I left our huge meeting saying, like, I'm so excited to actually have time to, like, research the guests. Like, not just research, but, like, ask personal questions that I want to know, or even have my own little outline –
Or just a game plan.
Just a game plan. And just be, and knowing that that's just how I work, instead of fighting it and being like, damn, I wish I was this way. Like, obviously, I wish I didn't have to prep and, like, could be quick like Remy. But I'm not. So let's just not try to fight it and go with it.
Also, doesn't that make, like, a good power couple when there's someone who is quick-witted and someone who's more prepared? Like, she's probably – you can ask, like, the very specific questions and she can roll with it.
Yes.
You know?
Totally. And all that takes is literally less than an hour a week to, like, prep that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I really, really want to do, because I do think we've gotten very just burnt – I'm not going to say burnout because I don't like throwing that word around, but, like – very close to burnout, very overwhelmed.
Going through the motions a
little. Yeah, just being too busy to not be present in any of the projects that I'm doing. And I'm like, this needs to change ASAP. Like, this is not... And that's why I haven't uploaded much, because I'm like, I don't want to half-ass a video.
Yeah.
Where it's easy to half-ass a podcast where I'm like, oh, I don't know what the title is going to be. We'll just talk. And then it... But then it, like, it won't perform as well. And I'm just like, Alicia, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Also with... Just getting back into a routine, I think, has been something that I've missed. Mm-hmm. Even routine just huge. Going to the gym. And it's funny, because that complacent feeling, I feel like I resonate with that a lot, too. Because lately I've checked myself for multiple things, but working out being one of, like, okay, why did I always love doing it? Like, we've been in this place before. Like, when you did fall in love with it, why? And I was like, oh, I always loved it because I had my hour to myself where I didn't think. And I loved it in the morning because I was so tired. I couldn't have anxious thoughts running, being like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do this. Mm. I'm too tired to think.
People are up bugging you.
And they're, Mm-hmm. And so trying to get back to, like, okay, we've been here before. What did we learn then?
Ooh, great thought process.
Being like, let's get back into that for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Opposed to just like, oh my God, I want to be skinny by summer, you know?
Well, for the version of who you are now.
Yes.
Because you can't, like... take a few, like, I struggle with that now, because just so much of my life and me has changed within the past 3 years. So I look back and I, like, long for things about who I was before that, but then I'm like, it's not the same puzzle
piece
anymore.
You're a different
person. Like, it doesn't fit.
Wow,
so how do I strip what I see and be like, okay, well, I like the fact that, like, I was joyful in what I was doing. So, like, okay, with what's going on in my life now, like, what gives me joy, and, like, how do I prioritize that in a way that makes sense with my schedule? And
yes.
It's just, like, I think that's where so much, like, guilt and disappointment comes, when you try to, like,
put yourself
back into someone you're not anymore.
And what's hard about that, and I think what's super dangerous, is when you idolize certain times of your life and think of, like, oh, that was when I was, like, the best or the most fit or, like, whatever – you never felt that way when you were going through it.
No.
And literally in a year, you're going to look back at this time right now where you are. And I'm going to be like, wow, Alicia, like, you had such a good social life, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to think of how now I'm like, yes, but I want to do this now. Like, you don't think of the negative stuff sometimes.
Yeah, even how I mentioned you uploading twice in 1 week before. Oh, yeah. Think about that time when I was filming for you at that time, when you were uploading twice and we were working out like mad women. I was physically the saddest, most depressed person I had ever been.
Yes.
And looking back, it's very nostalgic, because, like, it was me and Alicia just moved out for the first time together. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was blowing up, and it was our first time seeing her channel, like, actually getting successful. And that was a fun time.
And
but if,
like,
you
broke.
Actually look at it, like, we were going through it.
Yeah.
Like, that was
like,
really hard.
I never would have said I made it. I would have been dreaming of when I lived in L.A. And now here. Yeah. Literally this morning I was driving to a shoot. And I was like, Alicia, like, you're still doing that. Like, you get to, like, drive. Like, what the? Like, you're like, I was just driving.
Like, your younger self would have died to, like, be
so
in the car you're in.
I think
driving
that's a huge
you're going.
Making move this year is I want to have those moments more, even if it means I have to journal in the morning to write down, like, what am I grateful for? What am I just yes.
Yeah.
something my therapist taught me that I still need to get better at doing, but I never considered myself a journalist. And she was like, you don't have to write 5 pages, just write a sentence.
Yeah.
You can also write bullet points.
Like, if you wake up and just write a sentence or a word that you want to focus on that day, that is everything. Like, I felt like journaling was super overwhelming because of the journalers I knew.
Well, it had to be 2 hours.
Yeah. Like, I had to sit, light a candle, have a coffee. Like, it, but no,
and
I
didn't write a story. Like,
yeah. You had to be like, hey, journal, it's been so long. Of just like, yeah. This is a
yes.
Hard. You're great at that. And there's been times where you'll be like, oh, this was like on my manifestation goals of whatever. And you pull up your notes. And I remember like the first time, like you're scrolling through, like, these are the goals I want. And I was just like, dang, like I've never put that much time into dreaming for the future, because I think I struggle with just like doubting myself. But I think that's so cool that you like write those things down, because not only does it like motivate you moving forward, but also like you can reflect back and be like, that's so crazy. Like, I wanted to do this and now I'm doing it.
And
I just stayed at TK's house for a night. And
oh, God, did you go through my journals?
No.
Ashley was mean to me today.
Ashley made me cry.
One of the first things I noticed when I walked through her apartment, I was obviously filming and vlogging. I saw your manifestations list on the window.
Oh, did you see my vision board?
Yeah.
On the floor?
And I thought...
on the floor.
Like, I thought that was the coolest thing, because that's something I used to do and I've lost that. Mm. I feel like that like goal-oriented focus drive. And I just love that you, the same way that we were all saying that you put it out there verbally, like you also write it down. And yeah. I need to get better at that. And just seeing that on your window, especially with the super sick view that was behind
it. I was like,
no big deal. Like, this is literally like, I need to get better at like writing my list down. If it's on my mirror, on a journal or whatever, like I need to write it down and like look at it every day to remind myself like what I'm aiming for.
I think what's hard about, I forget what I was gonna say earlier, but what I think what's hard about when you do start accomplishing certain goals, you feel like the next one has to outdo this.
Yes.
Oh, that's
like so good. Think, intros?
Yes, yes.
That's so good.
I think coming to like this year in my life, I'm like, okay, I've done a lot of cool shit, but even the small things are still wins. Like,
oh, huge
so
wins.
Even if it's, you know,
that's
maybe
progress
maybe,
to your big win.
Yes. Which honestly, I think that's more productive anyway, is yes. to have much smaller wins. But like, you know, if you dream of going to Italy, just going to Utah or like somewhere may not feel as crazy. You know what I mean? But like still seeing, like still traveling and seeing somewhere that you've never seen before is still fucking sick.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of times where it's like, oh, well, I just came out with merch and everyone already has merch. It's like, no, celebrate that. Yeah. Like, that's huge. Like,
I think even I've been trying to teach myself to break down the goal. So if the goals go to Italy, let's make this month's goal to save $200.
Yes. And then it's one thing you can check off.
Yes. So then once I do that, and then like next month, let's say the goal is to save $300, and then now I have $500 towards my Italy trip.
Yeah.
Like breaking it down like that. But this reminds me, because my mom started this year, which you guys all know, or you all know her, but it's so her to do this. We're doing this thing with my brother and her and myself, and it's called our team huddle. So
I
every
love it.
Sunday,
that's so cute.
We do a Zoom, which I'm open to doing like a weekly FaceTime with you guys if you would want.
Oh my God, yeah.
To like where we can just like reflect really quickly and, you know, say our goals. But basically the 5 things we have to come with is, I literally have a running note, and it's cool seeing like what I already accomplished like in the last 2 weeks. But it's number 1 is your accomplishments from last week. Number 2 is goals for this week. Number 3 is a new connection you made. Number 4 is how'd you get outside of your box. And number 5, what's something new you learned? But it's really great. And some people I already told, like the Making Moves audience, and they've been like doing it themselves. But it's really, really, really helpful and cool. And you literally have to break down the big goals, because in a week, like, I can't be going to Italy. Like,
It makes it harder to do those ones.
Yeah.
And when you look back on maybe what you would think is a mundane week, like, you finding the things that were successful or that you did do or the connection you did make, even if it was small, like, it helps you look at it with a little more, like, perspective. Like, oh, that was actually awesome.
I've been the most impressed, actually, with the amount of people I always have that I made a new connection. I didn't even realize. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I actually met this person at this shoot. And then I met so-and-so's like assistant, it's and like, then I met like a friend, and then I met the bartender, and then I met the smoothie guy. Like, it's
and
weird.
Think of how much you accomplish in a week, and like you just don't notice,
you
and you're still
off.
Being down on yourself. You're still being feeling like it's not enough, whatever. Even the past few weeks, with New Year's and stuff coming around, I feel like I've had a lot of people asking like, oh, like what goals do you have? Mm-hmm. And like it really bothered me that I had nothing to say. Mm-hmm. And that made me be like, wow, this is a problem, because you should look forward to something in life.
Dang, yeah.
Like, so I was like, okay, let's reflect. Like, let's actually think, like, what do I want? Like, and that I think was really good for me, because instead of avoiding it, being like, ah, like, I don't know, like being like, wow, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not a huge problem, but like,
Let's fix that.
Let's just like,
take 30 minutes to
even,
think
yes,
why.
Like, even if it's something so small, to still have a list of goals. Because, again, I used to have so many. And then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. Mm-hmm. Even no, if it's good. Something that's so attainable, like, it's still a goal.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's so good.
I love it. Okay, so we obviously got really tight as roommates. And I wanted to talk a little bit about our roommate era. First of all, what's some things you all learned about each other after living together under the same roof? I feel like I learned so much about all of you.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure you learned a lot, especially because that was, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go down the list. So with Perfect. Ash, I think I really didn't understand how much she needed to check out.
Agreed.
And so for me, being like, we were like best friends and separate. Not we were like we weren't. We aren't
R.I.P.
anymore. We broke up.
I actually hate her.
Yeah. But every time I saw them, because like when they lived at their first apartment, I would go over after work like every day. And so like every time I was there, it was very engaging. It was very like we planned hangouts, whatever. So then when I moved in, there were so many times where I was like, oh my God, is she mad at me? But it's because like I was being around for those times where she needed to check out.
Yeah.
And so
when you used to visit, when you left, yep. Alicia knows we didn't speak.
Yep. Yeah.
I was done talking for the day.
Yeah. No, yeah. So that was good for me to see. And then especially during, I mean, because we lived together during quarantine where there was no breaks. Like we were with each other like 24/7.
Like yeah. No one's leaving the house.
Yeah. So I learned that a lot from you. Alicia, I feel like it's not something I learned about you. Well, maybe. Okay. I feel like we bonded a lot because it was kind of the height where I feel like we got the closest is the height of when your anxiety was kind of getting to like a breaking point.
That's the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. And so I think what I learned for her is she's not going to make the first move of I need help. Mm-hmm. But she's like desperately waiting for someone to like notice and like go in. So like for her, it was more being just like very intuitive and being like, hey, like, how are we doing? Or like just a look or whatever. And then it was like she felt safe to like go in. So like I think that's what I learned about you is like, OK, even if I feel like you're upset and I'm not sure, like me ignoring it is not the way to go about. Like I need to just like check in with you.
Yeah. You definitely like talking things through
yeah.
way more than Ash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. TK, I feel like I just like got to know you better during that. And I feel Great. Like, I feel like with you, I learned that there is like a much deeper narrative going on within you that unless you are able to see through people or you're pushy enough to like push past it, you would never know because you have such a presence about you that I think people wouldn't necessarily question that anything else is going on
you
because you're so.
What's the hit the
nail on the head? Head on the nail.
Yeah.
Nail on
you
the head.
You guys are construction people. Yeah. You guys know.
That's what you learned.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that they are handymen.
Yeah. 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 Alicia and I are pretty handy. We yeah. we know how
hit
to get
the nail
we know how
head.
To get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That is me to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think once I learned that, then it was easier for me to like. Kind of same thing. Like just I just could tell. I'd be like, what's going on? And you'd be like, how do you always know? Like, why do you know?
Yeah, I will say, Taryn, I'm being dead ass. I think you are one of the only like out of like maybe the five people in my life that actually like understand me in that way. You were one of them. Like, actually, you're one of the only people that I feel like knows when like you just know when something's going on and it's deeper and no one would ever. Even if they did know, they would never ask. And you always ask, and I really appreciate it.
Why am I feeling emo right
Very
now?
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ash. What did you learn about everyone, or what did you learn from people? We can open up the questions.
Okay.
What did you learn about yourself living with four girls?
Yeah, I think out of everyone, I'm the least outgoing. So I think, I don't know, I feel like that was just an adjustment period. I've never had roommates. I've always only had like Alicia that I lived with. So,
which is so different
having
with your siblings. Other
yeah, energies siblings different, like yeah. in the room, like I would hear like just it was always crazy waking up. Like TK was one of the people that I feel like we connected on with like walks and working out. Mm-hmm. And we were like
we
really focused
together.
On having our routine together mm-hmm. because I feel like I really connected with you on like, let's get out of the house. Let's mm-hmm. do outdoor things. Like I need to breathe. I need space from this place. I can't mm-hmm. take it. And I felt like that's when we really had a lot of connection was during our like walks through like the neighborhood.
Totally.
The amount of times I got woken up by TK like, sorry. Let's fucking go. Well, and I'd just be in bed like, what is happening?
Yeah. So Taryn.
It was 10:30.
Yeah. So something I learned about Taryn is Taryn sleeps in. So she loves to sleep in until 10. Yeah. I'm like, 10 a.m.
Yeah. Also, especially when it's that time and it's like, what do you live for? Like, that was like, I get it.
Well,
yeah.
And the gym COVID, was right yeah. under my room. Yeah. So yeah. I'm in my bed like, bzz, 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 like
playing
the bass.
Big Booty Remix.
Yeah.
And we would always like, TK and I would, and Alicia, like, I feel like I would always hear Alicia wake up super early at that time. And if I heard you stirring, then I'd be like,
I gotta get
really?
Up.
I gotta get up. Yeah. And so like me and TK.
I think we always around the same time.
Yeah, we usually would get up like 7:45, we'd work out at 8.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we always did.
Yeah. And by the time we were done, we'd already had pre-workout.
Yeah, it wasn't 10.
Yeah, no, it was earlier.
Because
when we came back from the run,
by the time we came back,
much louder.
It was. I mean, we'd had pre-workout and we'd worked out.
Well, you guys were on a running gig where I would just work out at home.
Yeah. So by the time we came back, we were all done with our workouts, and then we would be like making breakfast, and that's probably when you'd hear.
I was probably playing. Yeah, I did.
Down the stairs,
screaming.
I'm loud. I really am.
Yeah. In the best way, though.
What did you learn about me?
Alicia.
Actually, I don't know if I want to know.
She's patiently waiting.
I feel like Alicia kept me feeling driven. I feel like if you weren't...
She always is good at
right,
that.
Which is like...
She leads by example.
It's her natural gift anyways. But like, if you weren't there, I don't know that I would have been as productive as I was. When I look back at that season, that was one of the most productive filming seasons of my life.
We were grinding.
And
yeah.
if you weren't there... I don't know that would have happened.
It's called disassociating. And that is it. That's the answer.
And but like in a great way. Like people can disassociate in a lot worse situations where you just click out, you become an alcoholic, you like find other things to grab onto. And yours went towards work, which is if you're going to choose one.
You know?
Yeah. Being a workaholic is not a bad problem.
That's your advice.
By all means.
Taryn I felt like was really good at bringing everyone together at night. So it was whether it was Mario Party or a movie night, like she would she was like starlight on, like candle lit. I feel like both of us kind of like connected over that because I made sure I was like, we're having family dinners and we're having lunches every day.
Loved that.
And Taryn really like at night.
We had
off.
A schedule of who had to cook on each
I
day.
I loved that.
That was
I
so
that.
Fun. Yeah. yeah. I still sometimes will like make a acai bowl at home or like protein pancakes and I'm literally like
transported.
Yes. I'm like quarantine. Really? It's like the smell, the taste, like it's like sensory overload.
I made the chicken with the almonds the other day and I was like, this is bringing me back.
We all had like our special meal we would go to.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to jump in there.
I know you're good. My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Things I learned about each of you.
And about yourself.
And about myself. I learned a lot of things about myself. I mean, it kind of goes to, like, I feel like what each of you said about me, because I feel like it was the same way back and forth. I feel like we just... Okay, I didn't know how weird it was to live with you until they came. Like, being dead ass. No, and they agree. They agree. Like, I knew, like, we were always in the flow with each other, but until they were like, is Ash okay? I'd be like... She's fine. I'd be like, yeah, like, no, that's normal. Like, and I'd be like, oh, wow. Like, I guess I've only lived with you and you've only lived with me. Like, we're so in sync that way. Yeah. That the first few times Taryn would be like, guys, I feel left out. I was like, I don't get it. Like, you're welcome.
You guys are the most like symbiotic. Like, I'll walk down and it's like you're eating lunch and your forks are raising the
table. You'd be like,
I'm like, who decided on where? I was right there. Like, what?
It's like you just know.
No. And what's crazy is it's not like I literally just sometimes would make her lunch. And even like just us living together, sometimes she would make me dinner without asking. And but we always just like have been that way.
But if you, think about it.
No, like a couple.
But like children. Like we literally were raised together. So I feel there's a point where you just stop talking.
Oh, no,
and
it's
you just
so natural.
Also, our family, I didn't realize how vanilla our family is. Like just simple and kind of boring at times. Until like I've gotten around other families and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, with boys, like we would literally have family dinner and just like not eat much, not talk much, and then my mom's always the one to be like, so how was everyone's day? And we'd be like, I'm fine. Like, so to us, it's just so normal. So I think I learned how hard it is to live with us, in that way. But I also learned how like in sync we are.
We're definitely in sync. I also realized I feel like I wasn't articulating it clear. I cannot be as talkative as I am if I don't have time to like separate build my battery up. So when people are visiting, of course I'm on like my behavior. Yeah. I'm as talkative as I can be. But the second that guest leaves, I'm like, I gotta call Cal because that's just how I am. And I feel like I didn't warn you guys appropriately
but
about
that. But to be honest, I didn't even know either because there would be mornings where I was in a talkative mood and then now we're just going to our own sister thing, sorry. And then I remember Taryn like trying to make conversation with you and I was like, yes, let's talk. Like I was like, oh my god, I didn't realize I needed this, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, also you really are motherly in a lot of ways, and I feel like that really came out during quarantine. In the best way.
Yeah,
best
she's
way.
Very maternal. Yeah.
Taryn,
both of you guys are, actually.
Yeah.
And you are like randomly.
I am randomly.
You are.
Yeah. Taryn, I just feel like if there's one person on this earth who like probably like knows me and understands me, like there's just like there were some basically all of the lows I've ever had, Taryn was usually there. Literally. And I would like come into her room knocking, like crying, sobbing in like the middle of the night. There was one night I like even asked you to like stay in my bed because I was like not okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where you were. It was just us.
Yeah.
But I was just like unfucking well.
Was this not in quarantine?
That wasn't quarantine. That was just living together.
I was like, where was I?
No,
I was
literally, like,
breaking the rules.
TK, I feel like I learned a lot about you, but like, honestly, nothing really negative. Like, I think I also saw the more sensitive side to you. But I loved that. Like, I loved seeing that side. I really felt like we all just felt safe together. And, of course, there were, like, some bad times, too. But I think as a whole, like, we really killed the situation. I'm so grateful. If you guys, both of you weren't there, like, I don't know what we would have done. No, like, literally. I feel like God really put each of us there for that, like, season.
Totally. Yeah.
Because, like,
we slayed it for what it was.
Yeah.
I learned so much about all of you and myself and everything. Taryn, I learned even so much about like how they operate, how that's a unique situation, and like there's stuff that they do together that we'll just never understand because there's an unspoken rule with your sibling when someone's upset or you're in a fight or whatever, and it's just like, we're siblings. Like, you don't overthink it because you're just like, we're siblings. We're going to, like, talk tomorrow. Or we're going to talk today at dinner.
I'm the only one that can call you a bitch.
You know what I mean? But there's, like, stuff that we would be like, are they good?
Yeah.
Or like, do you know what I mean? Or, like, did you feel that?
Yeah.
Because, like, we're not siblings. Yeah. Even though we damn near are, all of us. But, like, there would be stuff that I don't know, I would resonate with you about, or I'd be like, was that weird?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Just stuff where I was just like, okay, that's their own
thing. Well, again, growing up with brothers, you don't have passive sisters.
Yes.
Who are like
zero, like,
they'll be like,
I've never been exposed to like passive energy before.
Oof,
and that
right
took
here.
Me a long time to like figure out. Like, yeah, so I definitely get that.
I also really felt like you brought such a just a fun vibe mm-hmm. to the house. Because even I know we all like had some really low lows, and like you were always like, okay, let's do this, and which I really appreciated too, because I feel like I'm that person a lot. So it's fun having like a buddy in that regard, mm-hmm, yeah. like to help me out. And obviously, like I feel like you broke down a wall that not many people can with me, which was yeah. really cool and awesome.
I also learned that that you two love talking about guys.
Yeah.
Like that was something yeah. like both of you would be like waiting for us to be like, well, ask me how this person's yeah. doing. Yeah. You're like, I'm talking yeah, to this yeah, person yeah. on Bumble, and like I would forget their names, and yeah. I didn't realize how like that affected. Like you guys yeah. were like, wait, I told you like you weren't listening. I'm like, no, I just like I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
used to anyone yeah. being no, like, wait, so this talk. Guy, love him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
That's what I learned. You guys don't give a shit about guys, really.
No. Well, you guys helped bring it out of me, because yeah. I just like I was like, oh, like you don't talk about that stuff.
I'm like, yeah. my brain is like 60% thinking about some dude.
No, literally, yeah, I was yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, it's fun. I want to join.
Remember, I would be like, oh, I got a massage, and you were like, oh, how was it? I'd be like, well, like 80% of the time I was thinking about so-and-so.
Yeah. yeah.
And like the other 10%, I was like, I guess that feels good. And then like the 10%, I like kind of fell asleep. Yeah. So I guess I just like went and laid and thought about this dude.
Yeah. Like for guy talk, like for me, if I'm like, oh, how was your date? Like a lot of times you guys will respond like, oh, it was fun. But like, I like sitting
what
and being
the
like,
details. Me too,
what,
yeah.
What did he do when he first looked at you? Did he order? Like, what did he order? How yeah. did he react when yeah. you said this? Yeah. Like, when you left, like, what kind of hug was it? Like, yeah. you want to yeah. know, like, everything, yeah. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True, true, true. Ashley, I learned that when you're, like, quiet. At first, I was like, is that rude? Like, was that, or I was like, is she being rude right yeah. now? Or like, is she mad at me?
Yeah.
And I learned
she
definitely.
Asked me multiple times.
I was like, is she mad at me? But now I know, like, anytime you're quiet, it is nothing to do with me.
Yeah. yeah.
And like, you just like, again, need your time. You need to rejuvenate. You, yeah. like, whatever. You just need your time, and it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I was just being like, narcissistic and being like, what did I do? Well,
no,
I feel like
no.
that, I feel like that's actually I feel like that's the normal situation. If you were to meet my or if the listeners were to meet my parents, my mom is extremely talkative, my dad's extremely quiet. I am my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I
yeah,
am
yeah.
my dad. It mm-hmm. just doesn't come natural.
Yeah. And then I also learned like Ash and I really appreciate you like always ask me questions, and like I don't know, I feel like you're always checking in, and like I enjoy small talk, which was fun because I felt like you were really intentional with me, and like I feel like both of you I could go to, like I mean you are significantly older than me, but like I really feel like you're an older sister,
yeah,
which I've just never had because I've always been the oldest sibling.
Yeah. yeah,
so that's really cool, is having being like, hey, can I get your like wise advice on this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very unique like
which
relationship.
I meant to say I remembered that how young you are when you moved in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, she's a baby. Yeah. Like, I forget must sometimes.
I was probably, like, 22 or 23.
22
mm-hmm.
or 23.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I was 22
yeah.
when it started. And then I turned 23 during quarantine.
Oh God, I was 30. How old were you?
I don't know.
I had just turned 30 that Almost year.
30. Yeah, you turned 30. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
31, 32.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I just
like, that's a big difference. You being 22.
Oh, totally.
And you being 30.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a big difference.
It also was so cool. I definitely, like, I feel like I understood my age gap because you guys would, like, make jokes about, like, a show when yeah. you're younger. And I'd be like, I don't get it. Like, the amount of times I've been like, I don't get
remember
it.
Remember when we watched Atypical and we're like, TK, you have to watch it. It's so funny. And the whole time she was just like, I don't
or
get
Pen
it.
Or Pen 15.
Pen 15.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
did I say?
Atypical.
Yeah, that, okay, I'm at 10:15.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, that was cute. Like,
we're like, laughing.
We would be laughing. She'd be like, I don't get it.
We're like, Lisa Frank? Lisa Frank. And, like, I appreciated, like, it was so cute having you. Like, I would come downstairs and, like, you would, like, get our splits ready and get our pre-workout. And
that
I was like,
that is something I'm really good at.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's, like, so nice. Like, I feel like I'm always doing that for
I
people.
I won't say good morning or how'd you sleep.
But, you're,
but
yeah.
your breakfast will be ready.
Yes, that's
your coffee will be poured and waiting for you. That's
service.
How I show you.
And yeah. I love that you, like, I would be like, this is what we're going to do today for a workout. And you would just be down.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you are a very, like, I don't know. I was like, I liked that I could be like, we're going to do this. I felt like a workout instructor,
oh,
literally.
She
and
would,
you would just
I
follow.
Wish, I like, wish, I wish I could show you guys what it was like running behind her.
Oh.
Because we didn't speak.
Oh, yeah.
We had our own headphones
I'd
on.
Be like,
and I would
miles.
Follow her and she'd be running and we'd just be running. We wouldn't talk or anything. And she would just be like, hold a three up.
No, like, my favorite was this.
like 3.2. And I knew that was 3.2 miles.
Yeah. She was just giving us updates. So and it was so funny. And it was just so like dramatic when she would throw her.
I was like,
I literally thought I was like David Goggins.
And I 1000% changed TK's life when I had her run to the Greatest Showman soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, listen. Remember my life is on white face?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Rascal Flatts. You guys probably learned how like country I am a little. Yeah. I'm like a little
hick. And we did.
Yeah.
I literally we see the street that she had me run to that song on.
Y'all country music.
Yeah.
I that was my Tiger King phase.
Yeah.
So I was going full of Carol Baskin.
I never watched that. Funny, really? I never watched it.
I watched it on the treadmill. It was like something I would do on the treadmill.
It was so specific.
I was trying to zone out.
I also learned how like great you guys are both at cooking.
Oh,
yeah, you're really good at cooking.
Thank you.
Yeah,
which is cool. Yeah. Alicia, oh my god, I feel like I learned so much. I feel like anytime you're just. Whatever you're thinking, I feel like I can now understand. I'm like, I know what she's thinking.
Oh my God.
Or like, I know what she needs right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the time. Like, I feel like it's rare when I'm like, I don't know how to go about this.
Even yesterday at the shoot,
I knew exactly what you needed.
I was like, oh, I'm so grateful you're here.
No,
like,
literally yesterday I was like, thank God I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, no, literally.
We
did like the pretty basic cover shoot yesterday. Mm-hmm. And like, I agree. Like, there's something that's in sync about us mm-hmm. that I will never be able to like copy paste with other people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's weird and I can't explain it. But like, I feel like I'm in her brain and I know what she needs.
I love it.
And especially as you were like, that was the hardest, I feel like, anxiety stuff.
Oh my God.
That you've ever dealt with.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really. One, learned the extent of mental health mm-hmm. and like from you, just like watching you go through it and like watching you not have raging anxiety and then all of a sudden having it.
Yeah.
And like kind of being there for you. And I just feel like I learned a lot about it. And I mean, I still learn every day, like from you or from my friends or from myself. But like, I feel like, again, similar to Taryn, like if there's something going on and you're super anxious, like I know how to go about it now.
And you sitting me down to talk through
especially
stuff.
If we're working, because we work so much together. Mm-hmm. So like if we're in a work setting and Alicia's like having an anxiety attack and there's tears and whatever, like I'm like, I know how to get from tears to being on camera.
You're rolling up your sleeves like,
yes.
Let's go.
I'm like, all right, let's get it out. Let's talk about it. Let's mm-hmm. whatever. And I feel one thing I'm really grateful for about all of you guys is I feel like no question is ever too far, too mm-hmm. much. I'm overstepping about, like there's no boundary.
Yeah.
Like I really feel like I can be my full self and I feel fully respected by all of you, which is like such a rare thing.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, just so much. I mean, I've obviously learned so much just like in a work setting from you, like how to operate, how to do things. Like that's when I started my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So I learned so much from all of you, specifically Alicia, like definitely took me under her wing and was like, you need to do this. I would do this with a thumbnail, which I'll be forever grateful for. Yeah. And I felt like I was in like boot camp in a way, like learning from example, which was really cool because it wasn't ever really like a let's sit down and do this master class. Like I just watched you guys and I was like a fly on the wall. And it was really cool. Even little things like from Ashley, I learned that when I'm done brushing my teeth and using the sink, if I just take a little bit of toilet paper and wipe the sink, then it won't get disgusting. And I won't have to like get out the big chemicals all the time.
Yeah.
And like I can just like keep my place tidy.
Yeah.
Like just learning how your strategy with cleaning. I remember
like within like the first couple of weeks her being like, how do you keep your room so clean? And I was like, just little things. And she was like, what? I showed her that. And I was like, because yours would get foundation all over it.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, you just got to, just a quick little.
Just a quick little
wipe with some toilet paper, then flush it. Like it's not a problem. And she was like, whoa.
Yeah. Even I learned like Alicia loves, she's more of a chatty Kathy than Ashley is. And Ashley's, I would say, is much better at like asking questions. Mm-hmm. And like, I really appreciate that because I feel like I'm always asking questions, but Alicia will listen if I just like go on a tangent and start talking.
Yeah.
So like, I realized with her, like, if I want her to know, like, cause I realized like in quarantine, I was like, do these people like know who my friends are? Or like, I was like, do they know anything about me? Like, I feel like I was like, okay, let me like start telling them more about myself because like, that's how they, like, if I want them to know.
On our walk, she started telling me all about her neighborhood.
I'd be like, who are my top five friends that I talk to? And I would literally quiz them. But I found, like, that works with Alicia. Like, she has so much going on in her head. I feel like I just learned how all of you operate. Yeah. So I was like, Alicia, like, has so much going on in her head. And she doesn't have, like, time to almost to think about me in that regard. So I was like,
so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Especially
no,
then.
No, you were going through it. So I was like, let me just like come up or like with fun facts or like a game or like whatever. And like, let's distract whatever's going up in that head. Mm-hmm. And like, let me see if I can quiz. And then Ashley would like get on the quiz. And then I would like quiz Taryn. It was just like such a fun thing. And I will literally never forget it.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting and really cool about you is I feel like a lot of people would take that personally. Like, oh, them not asking questions or them not being able to, like, talk about something at this time and just being like, oh, well, I'm going to make them.
Yeah.
You well, know, like, not being like, oh, poor me. Like, they're not paying attention to me. But being like, no, like, let me, like, grab their attention and show them that I need
this. I think it's a massive just communication and relationship skill to have because what you do is you assign narrative for the other person, right? Like,
yes,
you're like, well, Alicia's not asking, she must not care. But then when you actually talk to her about
she does
anything,
care.
She really
like,
cares.
She knew all that shit about me.
Yeah,
like she probably like, cares more than I do. I'm like, just paying attention and able to like ask
or
questions.
Like, Ash isn't talking, so she must not like me right now. When really it's like, no, she needs to reset. I can still be sitting with her, but just because we're not talking doesn't mean it's personal. And I think instead of just holding that within, like all of us had conversations about that where we're like, hey, I feel like this is a little weird. Mm-hmm. Is it? And then for them to be like, oh, no, like Alicia's told me before, like, no, tell me about it. I just don't think to ask. Like, I'm not good at
that. Oh, yeah. I'm so bad.
So then for me, if I'm not telling and I'm miserable because I think she doesn't care about my life, I'm doing that to myself instead of me just being like, hey, this happened at work today. And then she's like, what happened?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which, of course, like, there's things that I could get better at. There's things that all of us could get better at. But, like, I think, like I said, like, I feel like I just know what Alicia's thinking. Yeah. And I'm like, she just doesn't have the mental capacity to do, like, A, B. I just know what's going through her brain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm literally like, you know what? Like, and I also like to see myself in your shoes because, like, I'm right, especially during quarantine, I was like, I knew what you were doing every day and I knew what you were dealing with and I knew, like, you know, the numbers and the calls and the whatever. And I knew, and I was like, if that was in my head, I know I would be a ball of anxiety. So like, I feel like I was just like aware of that. And I just learned how you operate and how I'm going to squeeze my way.
But I appreciate that because I need people like that in my life, which I'm trying to get better at. But one thing specifically, I remember you being like, wow, like I knew you struggled with anxiety. I didn't realize how bad it was. And I was like, wait, this isn't how I always am. I was like, damn, you think I'm like this all the time?
Yes, I'm like, no. And she was like, no, this is the worst it's been. I was like, really?
No, literally, I genuinely was dying. Because I was like, oh my God, like you thought you would go to work. And then I was like this 21st. I was like, no.
I remember clarifying with TK too. And I think with Taryn at one point too, I was like, hey, just so you know, like me being quiet, that's actually a huge compliment. Like I can't like do this with people that I don't feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So
that changed everything for me when you had that conversation. Because then I was like,
because like when it, like if a guest comes over, the reason I'm at a 10 is because I feel so awkward when it's quiet.
It's like, it's quiet.
I'm like,
what do
oh
I say?
Shoot, so I'm like constantly filling the void with like conversations and asking a ton of questions. But if it's someone I'm comfortable with, I'm just like, hey,
but
that's essentially, you can read that as, hey, I love you. You know, that's just
another time that meant a lot to me that I'll never forget is when this was the time when people I think this was our first car ride and we drove to the beach.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We drove to the beach.
Oh my God, I remember.
And I think that was my first time actually out of a house in months. And like, I was so depressed, but I didn't realize how bad it was. And I remember you being like, you're getting out of this house today. And you're like, I'm going to drive. You like drove us. I literally saw the ocean and I started sobbing.
Well, even because of your anxiety, you never even went grocery shopping.
No.
Like, she didn't. You literally never left.
No, I mean, the neighborhood.
Taryn and I.
I went in the neighborhood. Taryn and I would like run the errands that we had to do, which was a glimpse of like a good feeling of getting out of the house, which you never got. So I feel like that was a big thing for
you. So I appreciate that more than you know, because it stuck with me. Anytime I see, literally anytime I go over the Malibu Canyon and see the water, I think of that. I'm like, damn. Because I remember being
big moment.
It brought you to life.
It brought me to life. And now when I see it, I'm like, damn, back then that's all I would have like hoped to see. You know what I mean? Like back then that meant so much to me. And now taking things for granted and like getting complacent, I was like, damn, like this world is beautiful when you look around and like being more present.
Yeah.
Like,
I also remember Alicia was looking for cars at that time and she rented like a BMW convertible or an Audi or I forget what it was. And she took like us on individual rides. I can't remember. But she took me on my first joyride with a top down. I cried.
Yeah.
I literally cried. Like it like affected me so deeply because of quarantine and just like feeling the wind against my face. Like I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah, that was so fun. I remember specifically playing Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. And you were like,
you would remember the song.
Yeah. I was like, what should I cue? Happy songs.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Very fun. I wanted to ask because, again, I've been so lucky to be in your guys' presence as like my older sisters, you know, and my guides to life. What advice do you have for people in their 20s?
Oh, this is so good. Okay. I think when I look back to my 20s, I think I was so busy looking forward that I did not appreciate everything going around. Like, I think there's so much pressure put on of like, okay, like you got to find a career, you got to like, what are your goals? And I think those are all good things, but I think I never let myself actually sit in who I was. Like, I was always just looking forward and trying to become something better, something bigger, something whatever. So I think my advice would be to find a balance of like grounding yourself and also starting to recognize patterns and ending the unhealthy ones. Because I think, you know, obviously I've gone through a lot of counseling and stuff and figuring out, like, I struggled with like body dysmorphia and a bunch of stuff. But I look back and that was the time I think it was the heaviest and I had absolutely no idea.
Wow.
So my 30-something-year-old self looks back and I wish I could be like, hi, open your eyes. Like, let's start to work on this now so that you're not so stunted in the future. So I think I would say be very present, have fun, but also do the work to really like start to get to know yourself and get to know any patterns that are unhealthy and like nip them then. Because like the older you get, the more it's just going to get buried and become like more work to do in the future.
Love it.
You are so eloquently spoken.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, shit. Like, I gotta go next.
Okay. That was fabulous. Challenge for you while they're going. Think of little stupid things for advice.
Yeah.
Like, go on more dates or like, you know, stupid things. Like, spend the $7 on coffee.
Got it.
Think of stupid things. Now you guys go.
I was going to say, just to say, force yourself to say yes to things. I think when I turned 20 in my early 20s, obviously I didn't move out until I was 24. So 20 through 24, I was still in my hometown and I wasn't happy and I couldn't really figure out why. And the only reason and the thing I'm so grateful about is coming out to LA, and it wouldn't have been if Alicia was like, she articulated that she wanted out and I was like, yeah, me too. And I didn't really know why. I was just like, I don't want to be here.
You know what's so funny? If you weren't down to go with me, that probably would have changed a lot for me.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, and without like, you knowing that you saying yes was a huge, like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at my life and where I was at that time, and I easily could have settled down with, like, one of my exes.
Oh, no, she
and, like, would have been planted there. And the whole time I was like, that doesn't sound right. Like, that doesn't fit right. But I couldn't figure out why. So Alicia being like, let's do this, and me saying yeah, that you articulating it was my excuse to be like, okay, I'm doing that.
But you saying yes was my excuse to do it.
Yeah. And then we ended up in Orange County where I met Taryn, where her channel took off at that time. And that's when I started mine. And I finally got my degree, which we all never thought that was going to happen.
Honestly.
And then like her even being like, I want to move to LA. Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, yeah, I'm coming with you. Like, you know, like just me saying yes got me here. And I wouldn't have anything in my life if I hadn't have said yes.
Oh, I feel like there's so much I want to say.
Yeah.
The first thing that came to my mind of advice I would tell people in their 20s, that is something that I really struggled with and am still dealing with, is like being able to set boundaries no matter to what regard. Because I think for so long I was just a people pleaser, and obviously that's still like innate in me. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to like grow out of that. But you literally are only making it harder for yourself. Like, I wouldn't want to upset people, so I would agree to plans that I didn't want to go to because I just didn't want them mad at me.
Yeah.
And then down the line, I'd be in a friendship that was had a very bad foundation because it was built on anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then they probably were confused.
And people pleasing.
Yeah. And they were confused, like, oh, you've changed, you're different. I'm like, no, now I'm just trying to not be a people pleaser. And
now I'm trying to do what I've always been wanting to do.
I want to do what I want to do. And obviously that causes friction and that doesn't work out. Or like in relationships or anything, I think those boundaries, now there's been a few random situations in my life where maybe someone kind of wants in and I just have a bad vibe. But instead of being like, yeah, let's like meet up and get coffee or let's hang out, I'm like, once I do that, it'll be one more thing that they'll feel more comfortable being like, why did you do that? Like, just knowing like, okay, I get bad vibes from this person. We can be friendly, but I don't have to be their best friend.
Well, that's you being building a solid relationship with your gut.
Yes.
And your intuition.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So I think trusting like, that more, yeah. Because it's like, okay, we've been there. And yeah, again, even just communication, I think, is literally everything. I struggle with it so much, but I used to be so easy for me to do a white lie. If I didn't want to go to something that someone wanted me to go to, I'd be like, oh, sorry, I can't, I'm sick, or like, oh, I'm whatever, like stupid shit that we all do. And I've learned how being honest is the best. Being like, hey, I just don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No one can take that no. Like, you have the right to say no.
Yeah.
Like, just because you don't have something filling your schedule of why you can't go to someone's party. Now, granted, if it's just, if it's your best friend, it's different. But, yeah. You know, you can say no, and that's enough. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge thing.
You don't need an excuse.
That is still taking me a long time to learn.
Same.
And if someone doesn't respect those boundaries of yours, then, like, they're allowed to not respect it, but that teaches you a lot about that situation.
Do you have any tips that you've learned in regards to communicating and boundaries?
Be honest.
Oh, just
if, if you're like, okay, hey, I love you, I'm so tired, I don't want to. Yeah. That's enough. And people accept that way better.
Yeah. Where before, respect it.
I thought that caused more conflict because I'm like, no, I'm being like I have no reason to to not make it or what, you know, whatever. Or if someone wanted to film a YouTube collab, and instead of being like, oh yeah, like maybe next year, like, or like, you know, being stupid or just like dodging the question, because a lot of LA is like, oh my god, we should hang out, girl, and like it never happens.
Yeah.
Obviously don't be mean, but you can just be like, hey, I have no energy, I have no time to do that this month. Down to get coffee though, or like whatever the case. I don't know, I hope I'm articulating this right, but
the other day I just said to someone, I was like, so sorry, I can't make it. And like, I was like, that's crazy, like I just said I can't make it, like
yeah
you I didn't have like an
you
excuse
have to, yeah.
Which yes. I was like, that's okay. As I kept telling myself, I was like, it's okay, you can't make it. Like, or if someone told me I can't make it, I wouldn't question them.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's so true.
It's so true.
Like, can you imagine being like, why, what are you doing?
No.
You're like,
yeah. And if they
that's
do,
weird.
Ew, yeah,
like,
right?
You're weird.
And even saying so sorry, like, you also don't have to, like, be so apologetic. Obviously, that's just us, like, wanting to be nice people.
Yeah.
But, like, I even have one person in my life who I feel like regularly will be like, sorry, it's a personal reason. Like, I didn't ask what it was,
whoa.
But she would be like, sorry, I didn't get back to you sooner. Like, it had to have a personal day. And I was like, wow, like.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, I won't question that.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like.
Why?
But, like, also that personal day can be a mental health day. That personal day could be a family emergency. That's like, true. It doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So, boundaries, communication, and don't stress about trying to, like, do something or be someone great, because, like, you just have to do what you love and you'll get there. And like, you being yourself is great and enough. Like,
oh, I love that.
It's true. It's so cliche, but like, I feel like everyone has this longing to like be something amazing that they like stunt themselves from doing anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you love singing, I feel like I've been around a lot of people where like they want to be superstars, but they don't want to be a musician at a bar singing. And it's like,
dang.
If you love,
dang.
Oh, I hate it. And it's so common with acting too. Like, of course everyone wants to be the next, you know,
Sydney Sweeney.
Well, it's true with being a creator.
Yeah, any sort of art. Like, if you love the art itself, you will succeed. But if you just want the fame with it, like, there's other avenues that.
Also, it's usually really obvious that that's all you want.
Yeah, but be real. Be able to be real with yourself. It's
be forking
so
for real.
Oh my, be forking for real.
Yeah.
I used to look down on people who just liked the fame of social media. And I'm like, no, there's a place for that. It's still entertainment. You know, reality shows are real. But I know I have only done this for so long because I love the art of creating videos and
love,
connecting.
Love.
So like learn your why. That's I'm done.
What you said earlier was so good. That sentence you said a while ago, you were like, it's the small wins lead to like the big win. I love that because then it's like you start to see it as like, no, this is a win, even though the show had 20 people and they weren't even listening to me. They were just talking to each other. Like that's a win because
it's a win.
That's
it's
preparing
huge.
Me for, yeah.
It's huge.
I thought of my small things. Okay. One, I would say take a lot more random candid photos when you're out and not so many posed ones.
I love that.
And I'm not joking. Like print them out and just get albums that you can just slide photos in because it takes me so much time and effort to like scroll back to like photos of when we were like first hanging out. You know what I mean? So I would say take a lot more candid random photos, print them out. And then also, make yourself go in situations where you're talking to a plethora of personality types.
Ooh, love this.
So going to an exercise class, going to a trivia night, like, and talk to other people because I feel like your communication skills, your ability to, like, talk to people, all those things just – you learn so much from it instead of – I feel like when you're in your 20s, you, like, surround yourself – you're so loyal to, like, your crew and your surroundings, but, like, branch out.
Love.
Those are my two small
love. Things. Well, this has been amazing. I appreciate all of you guys coming on so much and dropping your wisdom. And I will never forget living together.
I know. I'm feeling super nostalgic now.
Should we get tattoos?
We should do a...
No.
Just a house.
Just a house.
A house.
Alicia's outline of her house.
No, we just get Marie's.
Yeah, Marie's. The Marie house. Yeah.
Or what was our group chat? Corono.
Corono. We still have it.
We should change it.
Nah,
never.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Yeah. But we should have a day where we maybe reunite. Like go through our meals.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Eat our breakfast.
We should all have a sleepover.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I would love.
And maybe we can do like a regular monthly or weekly FaceTime.
I would love.
Where we can like do our reflecting.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful to literally call you guys my sisters. And if you're out there and you're like, oh, I have no friends and I blah, 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 blah. That's how I felt when I moved to LA. And when shit happens, you meet some of the best people.
You were someone who said yes. Like if you didn't meet up with, and that got you here. And that ties that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and honestly, I would have never expected it to be like again, I'm 25. I never would have expected like my core group of people to me to have such a big age gap. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's not that normal.
Yeah.
So just be open to anything and obviously go subscribe, rate, and review all of their podcasts, Unsolicited Advice, Pretty Basic. We love y'all. I will link all of their info down below if you want to listen, follow, like, subscribe, send them love, and make someone's day this week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.